From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. As emergency assistance begins to arrive in cyclone-devastated Vanuatu, an international conference on disaster risk reduction considered actions to assist the threatened Pacific Island nations in warding off future disaster. Ron Corbin reports.
The Asia-Pacific community Sunday responded with Office of Emergency Assistance and Medical Aid to storm-devastated Vanuatu, an archipelago of over 80 islands in the South Pacific, which bore the full force of Tropical Cyclone Pam. Fears are held of a rising death toll as aid workers attempt to reach communities isolated by the storm. In recent reports, the United Nations says Vanuatu, 1,750 kilometres northwest of Australia, is most at risk for national disasters ahead of Tonga and the Philippines. Vanuatu's President Baldwin Lonsdale, speaking at the UN Conference on Disaster Risk Reduction in Sendai, Japan, called on the global community for aid for his stricken country. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
The White House wants Congress to stop interfering in negotiations with Iran about its nuclear capabilities. White House Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough warned Congress in a letter sent late Saturday that pending legislation requiring congressional approval for any deal reached with Iran about its nuclear capabilities could have a profoundly negative impact on those negotiations. A U.S. delegation travels to Cuba Sunday for a third round of talks between the two countries about reestablishing diplomatic relations and easing economic and travel sanctions imposed decades ago. Assistant Secretary of State Roberta Jacobson is heading up the U.S. delegation set to meet with Josefina Vidal. This is VOA News. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States will ultimately have to negotiate with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and is considering ways to pressure the leader into talks about a political transition. Assad is under fierce domestic and international scrutiny. 4 years of civil war between government forces and rebel opposition groups, paired with the Islamic State militant onslaught in the north and east, have killed thousands of Syrians, displaced millions more, and devastated the country's infrastructure. We have to negotiate in the end, Kerry said in an interview broadcast on Sunday on CBS's Face the Nation, encouraging a diplomatic end to the conflict in Syria. The Kurdish government in Iraq says it has evidence that Islamic State militants used a chemical weapon against Kurdish Peshmerga forces. The Kurdistan Region Security Council released a statement Saturday alleging chlorine gas was used in a January suicide bombing in northern Iraq. The statement said a lab analysis found chlorine traces in samples from the scene of the attack on the road between the Islamic State-held city of Mosul and the Syrian border. The allegation by the Kurdish government, however, could not be independently verified. Authorities in Pakistan say two suicide bombings outside Christian churches in the city of Lahore have killed at least 15 people and wounded more than 70 others. A militant group allied with the Pakistani Taliban has claimed responsibility. Ayaz Ghul reports.
The bombings minutes apart targeted a Catholic and a Protestant church in a majority Christian suburb, Yuhanabad, where thousands of people had gathered for Sunday services. Hospital officials say many of those wounded in the attack are in critical condition. A senior Lahore police officer, Heather Ashraf, says two gunmen wearing suicide vests tried to shoot their way into the worship places. He said one police officer was killed and several others sustained injuries while successfully preventing the bombers from entering the prayer halls and limiting the damage. With nearly 1 million people, the Yuhanabad area has one of Pakistan's largest Christian communities. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
At least 42 people died Saturday in southern Brazil when a bus plunged off a cliff, according to local officials. Rescue workers say at least six survivors have been pulled from the wooded ravine where the bus landed. However, the reason for that crash was not immediately clear. 10 U.S. aid workers who may have been exposed to the Ebola virus in Sierra Leone are being evacuated to the United States. U.S. officials said Saturday that the individuals will be housed near the University of Nebraska Medical Center, the National Institutes of Health in Maryland, or Emory University Hospital in Atlanta. All three have been used to treat American Ebola patients. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.